Welcome to Purple Door Healing, a place where meditation and awareness unlock the door to a more awakened life. I'm your guide, Kelly. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Purple Door Healing. Today I drew a card from an oracle deck to get some inspiration for what I should focus our meditation on. And I used the Moon deck, which is a great deck. I really recommend that one if you're in the market for a new oracle deck. But the card I chose was Conscious Eating Nourishes Me. And I thought about it for a minute and I realized that I don't think we have ever talked about conscious eating on this podcast. And it's something that's really close to my heart. So I thought that would be a great topic for today. Before we get started with the actual meditation, I just want to talk briefly about what that means to me, the idea of conscious eating. I know we all have our own values when it comes to food. But for me, conscious eating means fueling my body with nourishment, with food that is as close to nature as possible. Seeing food as magic, seeing food as healing, which is a real turnaround for me from a lot of what I dealt with food as almost punishment for many years of my life. I know that probably a lot of you can relate to that thinking, or perhaps the idea of exercise as punishment for food. And what has really changed my life is shifting my perspective of both of those, as seeing what I would have called exercise as movement that is healing for my body, movement that brings joy, movement that brings life to my cells, and food as nourishment. There's really no better word for it than that, I guess. Food as life. Food as life. Food as the thing that brings us life. Food as the carrier of life force. And that's something I'm really passionate about. And thinking about how you can feel that life force in a lot of food and not feel it at all in other foods. And if you start paying attention to that, especially, I mean, if you're here regularly and you're meditating and you're raising that vibration and you're dropping into more conscious states, it becomes more and more apparent when you start paying attention to it, that if you pick up something ripe from the garden or your local farmer's market, that food is just vibrating with energy, with life force, versus some of the highly processed food that has been through factory after factory, through thousands of miles of transport, to sit in a box, in a plastic bag, on a shelf, that food no longer has that vibrational energy of life. So thinking about food as nourishment, as bringing more life force into your own body, it's a really powerful shift in that mindset to see food in that way. And I think when we can really make that shift, it becomes so much less of a struggle, because those foods that don't carry that vibrational quality of life aren't appealing. When we can truly shift that mindset, we want the food that is full of life, full of those nutrients, full of vitamins, full of the good stuff for us. We want it. So that's what we're going to do in this meditation today. It will guide you into a state of deep relaxation, to open the body and open the mind to be receptive to new ideas and shifts in perspective. And then I will guide you through some various imagery in which you will see yourself honoring that life force inside of you by feeding it food that is full of life and vitality by seeing yourself in various situations naturally and energetically drawn to whole foods. Whole foods, those ones that come from the earth, that are minimally processed, if at all. The ones that nourish us on a physical, spiritual, and vibrational, energetic level. You will be able to see yourself making the choices to pick those foods, to actually want and crave those foods over other, more processed choices. So as you're ready, finding that comfortable position, whatever it is for you today, knowing that there is no right or wrong answer, letting yourself begin to close your eyes and let go. Letting your attention find the breath. Deepening into every exhalation. Releasing tension from the body, seeing it just melt away. Releasing tension from the mind space. Every exhale, a chance to go deeper. Now taking your awareness to the center of your body. Right to your solar plexus, right where your ribs meet, that soft spot right where the ribs meet. Breathing there. Allowing yourself to see a glowing ball of energy right there, radiant yellow. Beautiful solar energy filling the middle of your body. Allowing this energy to spread all the way up through the crown of the head, all the way down to the toes, expanding outward. Sitting in this beautiful radiant ball of yellow light, of life force. This is your life force, your vitality. The energy that makes you alive. Feel it encompassing you. Allow yourself to feel such deep, great reverence for this energy that fills you and surrounds you. This beautiful vibration, this deep mystery that gives you life. This is your temple, your home. in your mind's eye now, see yourself supporting that life force by feeding it energy. Feeding it energy in the form of this meditation like you do. And also feeding it energy in the physical plane by giving it rich, soaked in life foods. Foods close to Mother Nature, foods that ground you, that root you. Feel how your body and your life force craves those foods. Feel how deep at the essence of yourself you crave the foods that are close to Earth. Foods made of whole ingredients. Things that don't come in a box or a bag with an ingredient list a mile long. Food that you can feel that energy coursing through so that when you eat it, you give yourself more of this life force energy that you're bathing in. Feeling how good that feels. In your mind's eye, seeing how good it feels to cook using these whole ingredients. To take time to nourish yourself. To create thoughtful meals. Feeding your soul while you feed your body. See yourself eating that meal and how each bite becomes a meditation. How each bite draws you into the present moment. Each flavor, each mouthful, filling your senses, bringing you joy and contentment. And seeing that life force nourish you, going to any cells that need to be repaired, and filling you with more vitality, more energy, more health than you can possibly imagine. In your mind's eye now, seeing yourself at the grocery store, making the choices of which foods to bring home to nourish that energy. And notice how you seem magnetically drawn to the foods with the higher vibrations now. Your being knows which foods those are. Your soul longs for those foods that have come from the earth. You can see yourself at the store, making those decisions, maybe testing a food out, maybe picking it up, and feeling, does it feel right? To my life force, does my life force crave this nourishment? and see how the foods that don't have that vibration of life no longer draw you. In fact, as you look at them, you feel repulsed. You no longer want to put that low vibrational food in your body, in your system. You want to honor that life force inside of you, treat it with reverence and care. And you naturally gravitate towards the foods that allow you to do that. Give yourself a few more moments here. Just really bathing in this lovely life force energy, allowing yourself to just feel what it feels like. This energy resides within you at all times and guides you, strengthening it like you are right at this moment, allows you to turn to this deep intuitive force anytime there are choices to be made in your life. Even these choices about food. Seeing how, as you tap into this energy, you can shift that perspective of food. Shifting towards a perspective of food as nourishment, nourishing your body, nourishing your spirit and your heart and your soul. All by nourishing this life force that exists within each of us. That exists within our food. Gently allowing your awareness to come back. Feeling your breath rising and falling. Maybe noticing the seat or the bed or the cushion underneath you, feeling that grounded support. Maybe beginning to bring a little bit of movement back to fingers or toes, if that feels right. And then as it feels good, just gently opening the eyes. And coming back. And knowing that as you head out on your day, either today or tomorrow if you're doing this meditation at night, to tap back into that life force as you make choices on what to put into your body. Tapping back into that new mindset of food as nourishment. Knowing that you can come back to this meditation at any time. Reinforcing those beliefs. Reinforcing that new perspective. Maybe giving yourself some affirmations where you can see them on a regular basis. Like that one on the card I pulled for today. Conscious eating nourishes me. Maybe even something like food is magic. Food is healing. Because it really is. Food is our medicine. It is our life. It is the building blocks of what makes you, you, and every day we get to choose what building blocks we create with. So maybe putting those affirmations around where you can see them or repeating them to yourself in the morning. Sometimes undoing these patterns can take time. So coming back to this meditation, repeat it. Really reinforce that new perspective to yourself every single day, with every meal, every choice you make at the grocery store, and you will see that as your vibration continues to lift and rise, those choices get easier. And conversely, as you fill your vessel with higher vibrational foods, it gets easier to meditate. It gets easier to find that peace, that stillness in your mind and in your heart center. They go hand in hand. So I'm grateful to the universe for guiding me to that card today, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts on this episode. Thank you for joining me for this episode, and thank you for trusting me to walk hand in hand with you on your conscious eating journey. I know that you will have a wonderful day. If you enjoyed this meditation, please consider supporting the podcast. You'll find a Support This Podcast button on any podcast directory you might be listening on, which will take you to a quick, easy way to make a monetary donation to support fees and to keep more content like this coming. Another great way to support this podcast is to write a review. Reviews help others find these meditations. As a gift for reviewing, I'll send you a copy of my digital guide to the chakras, absolutely free of charge. Simply take a screenshot of your review before submitting and send it over to me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at purpledoorhealing.com. Remember that the key to inner peace is in your own heart, your own soul, and your own hands. All you have to do is unlock the door.